My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Neil and I have an agency owners group called the Agency Owners Association. All you have to do, just go to marketingschool.io/agency. Once again, it's marketingschool.io/agency to learn more. And now back to the show.
Did you also see Mr. Beast's new content format, his new video this past weekend?
I didn't see his new video, but you told me about a new format a few episodes ago where he was doing a longer format, less craziness, less choppiness, like, you know, ADD type of attention span.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
So he's got even harder now. So he made his first 40-minute video. So Mr. Beast makes this 40-minute video, and I actually teared up a couple of times watching it because there's a storyline to it, right? It's basically 1 through 100.
Back up. Talk about, I want to know why you cried. What was the video about? Like, break everything
down. I'm literally
down.
Telling you right now.
No, you said 1 to 100. I want to know what the video is about.
Yeah, exactly. It's about people ages 1 to 100. And if you like step out of the box, like everyone gets their own box, right? If you step out, you're eliminated. The last person standing, they will get $250,000. And he throws in like a bunch of wrenches along the way. You know, people like pair up with each other. Like, people vote each other out and stuff like that.
Actual wrenches?
No, not wrenches. Not actual wrenches. It's like, he's like, oh, guys, if you guys don't pick the next 10 people to eliminate, I'm going to eliminate 30 of you. And so nobody picks anybody, right? So he eliminates 30 people. So the trick to this game is, or the catch to it is, everyone has to vote on the winner at the end. So at the very end, as people are getting eliminated, I start tearing up, and I guess that's crying, because the old people, there's people up to 100 years old there, right? And then when the old person gets eliminated, it's just so sad, right? Or there's like little kids or like someone's mom is dying from, you know, some disease or and they want to use that money to take care of them. So everyone has a story, right? And then there's some people that are nasty too, where it's like they just want the money for themselves. And so there's a storyline and you get to see the characters develop. And so there's emotion tied to it. And at the very end, there's only 5 people left. And then they couldn't, there's like, you guys have 1 hour to decide on who the winner is, right? And nobody could decide. It's like, who should win? And at the very end, people just voted like top 1 through 5 and they just combined the ratings. And then people, you know, rank 5 walked out, rank 4 walked out, rank 3 walked out, and then all the way to rank 1. And then that person won $250,000.
Wow.
But there's a lot more to it.
And how long did they have to stand or stay in a box?
4 days.
When you mean a box, you're talking about a room or like a cardboard box?
It's like this with a bed in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it's not like dirty conditions or anything like that?
No, and then like, you know, Mr. Beast is staying engaged. He's feeding them, obviously.
Is it like a jail cell?
It's kind of, but it's like a clear jail cell. You can see each other. And like he did this little, he threw in this other wrench over here where he blocked everyone's cage basically. And he's like, okay guys, I'm going to offer you $250,000 right now. Here's the catch. Only one person can leave and you're not going to know who leaves, right? So anybody can say, hey, like you can say, I want the $250K. And if you step outside and nobody else steps outside in 10 minutes, you win the $250K. And so one guy steps out immediately. He's like, guys, I'm stepping out. I'm trying to win the $250K. Nobody else step out. And basically there's only 2 seconds left and someone else stepped out. And so they both got eliminated. And they didn't win anything.
But why the other person step out? That's
stupid. Because he's like, oh, I feel like winning, and so he stepped out. He eliminated the other guy.
But you wouldn't win because it.
Yeah, and the other guy was just like, dude, are you stupid? Like, I literally have been saying the whole time, like, I'm gonna step out, and he like wanted to kill him. So yeah,
dude, that sucks. Now, do they get paid to do this other than the winner?
No, I don't think they do. I think. Mr. Beast will like the four runners up, right? He paid them 10 grand each. and he'll like try to throw in these side prizes and stuff. But my take on it is he doesn't pay everyone, or like he doesn't announce it. Like if I were him, if you're giving out so much money, I might try to allocate like $5,000 per person.
Yeah.
You have to, I think you should do that. So
he probably pays people something to do this.
I think like $2,500 or $5,000 just to get them to play.
Which isn't bad. Especially that's a lot older, of money for the 4 days. Older
people, like I feel so bad. They're like 96-year-old. He's like in this, you know, the walker thing. It's like, it's tough to watch.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Dude, I can't watch it. Based on what you're saying, I'm going to feel bad for
all these
people.
You should watch it with your
kids. No, I can't.
Because the kids eliminate themselves immediately.
Why?
Because they're so like...
ADD?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say that. You said it. I was like, I should not say that, but you said it.
So, you're talking about little kids, right?
Yeah.
Like 3 years old.
The one-year-old just walked out immediately.
Yeah, they don't know any better.
Yeah.
Like if...
Well, yeah, of course.
You can't have like a three-year-old just sit there and be like, you got to stay in this room for 4 days. That doesn't work.
Yep.
Anyone who has kids knows that one.
Yeah, so I'm keen to see where it is. He's actually doing a good job. And just to parlay this, one more thing. He signed a deal with Amazon Prime. And so he's going to do a game show with them. Very similar to this. So he's kind of practicing his chops right now. And he wants to make it the biggest prize pool ever. And so I'm like, oh, you seem like you have potential here.
This seems really cool. I never have seen.
You watch TV, like you should watch it later.
Yeah. Amazon Prime actually has decent shows. After they acquired MGM, I felt that the content started getting better. And if you see some of the new shows, it'll be like Amazon Prime, MGM, or something like that. They combine.
Oh, do you want the Amazon Prime story? Let me give you the Prime origin story. This leads up well to it. Okay. So this book I've been reading, I told you to read it, right? Working Backwards.
No. Okay. Okay. I'll check it out.
It's a great, okay. It's basically, I'm pretty sure I told you about it. So the chief of staff for Jeff Bezos, and then this other guy who worked for the Amazon digital division for 15 years, they wrote this book. It's basically all of Amazon's processes and how they do things, right? And the origin of Amazon Prime was, this was like 2002, 2003, and they were growing really quickly, right? This was after the dot-com crash. And here's the problem. They were growing really quickly. This was like November. So October, actually. It's leading up into Christmas, which is like their busiest season, right? And Jeff Bezos is like, we need to create a new offering, right? But everyone's like, dude, like their numbers are going up. Everything's looking good. But what most people didn't see is that their growth rate year on year was decelerating. Each month, year on year, was decelerating, right? And it's because a lot of these online retailers were catching up with Amazon, right? You can yawn. You're about to yawn. You should yawn.
I'm good.
Okay. So then they're like, okay, so what we need to create like a low price offering. Like, what is it going to be? We need to create an offering that's going to keep people in. And eventually they land on this free 2-day shipping thing, right? To keep people engaged. Like they were thinking about a lot of different offerings and people were struggling with this, right? And Jeff Bezos was like, we need to launch this by February. By my next investor update, we need to launch this, right? My next shareholder update. And they launch it, but the biggest lesson I learned from this one, this Amazon Prime story, was they needed to do something because their business was decelerating. But the other thing is this bet, this is the type of bet where you don't know if it's going to pay off for 5 to 7 years or so. And you have to have a lot of guts to launch something like this. Nobody knew how this would go. And even like you launch it, a year later goes by, you don't know how it's going, right? And so their philosophy at Amazon is instead of having like a indefinite no philosophy where people just say no to new things. It's more of an indefinite yes philosophy, because when you think about companies like Nokia, for example, or when you think about companies like, you know, Microsoft was struggling for a little bit, right? They missed mobile. And for Amazon, they just didn't want to miss stuff. And so a lot of stuff they'll launch. And then this whole thing was like waiting 5 to 7 years when you're a big company like that is, it takes balls.
This message is brought to you by Leveling Up Founders. And Leveling Up Founders is an invite-only event for founders. It happens once a year, usually during August. And past attendees include people such as Ali Abdaal, Cody Sanchez, Neil Patel, Vanessa Lau, and the list goes on and on. And ultimately, it comes down to the quality of the group of the people. We try to keep the group high caliber. That's why it's invite-only. So if you are a founder at the top of your game, you can go to levelingup.com/founders to learn more about it. And then you can apply, and we'll see you on the other side.
Totally agree. But you want to know the funny thing about Microsoft? What? When they were struggling for quite a bit, their financials weren't struggling. The market just didn't like their vision and their belief of where they were going.
And they're going through that that whole antitrust.
A long time ago, yeah. Antitrust, monopoly, splitting them apart. And they were fine with that at the end of the day. But the big issue with Microsoft was, once they shifted leaders, they're already big and printing tons of cash. They were just not valued that highly based on their profit. And a large reason was is Wall Street didn't believe in the vision. If you look at Microsoft right now, their earnings and their PE ratio isn't bad.
What
and
is it?
I think it's close to 30. I could be wrong. The last time I checked. I
have that's check. Not insane.
For their company of their size?
Yeah.
PE 37. That's a good PE ratio. That's a high PE ratio. What do you think is Apple is?
I'm looking at Facebook now. You go
if,
look at
if
Apple.
If you look at Apple, it's 26. So, but the reason Microsoft has performed better, a lot of it is because people buy into the vision, what they're doing with the cloud, what they did with AI. Like these are the things that have really shifted Microsoft and making them a powerhouse.
Yep. It makes sense. I mean, you think about like in 2022 when Meta dropped all the way down to like $90 or something like that. And their PE was like 14.
I right? should have bought it.
Me too. I was just going to ask you, did you go there? Like no. When it went low, what were you thinking? It's like, oh, I guess this is the...
no.
Really.
So what I was waiting, I was going to buy Meta. Mm-hmm. Not at that moment. Meta crashed a few years ago because of the Apple iOS changes. Right? It really hurt their ad revenue.
And people are like, what's this guy doing betting on the metaverse?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I still say, what the heck is this guy doing betting on the metaverse? That's just my opinion though. Mm-hmm. When you look at Meta, Google is also going to release some changes, which is going to affect their revenue, right? Mm-hmm. What they're doing with cookies and tracking and all this kind of stuff on Android devices. Google hasn't released a lot of this stuff yet. But it should have an impact on their revenue in a negative way. But they kept delaying that date on when they're going to release it. So what I was hoping is Apple goes out, Google does it pretty quick, which they never ended up doing. They just delayed it again. And then boom, a 1-2 punch, the revenue gets hit even harder. And then I was going to go buy the stock.
This is what happens when you try to time the market. So Neil and I, we should have just bought it.
We should have just bought it.
Yep.
But you know what? I don't live in regret because I'm... okay, I could just go and, you know, buy more businesses and I'll make
more money.
Yeah, I'll make double my money on the pot.
You know how often my parents bug me about buying a house? And I'm just like, okay, my mom was like, you know, if you buy a house, let's say round numbers, right? You buy a house for $2 million and then, you know, in 20 years, it becomes $10 million. I was like, mom, let's do the math on this, right? And then it turns out, I was like, mom, what's the cap rate on that? What's the return on that basically, right? In the next, over the next 20 years, 5%. I'm like, what are we doing, mom? Why don't I just put into a CD and I don't have to worry about this crap, right? It's better to focus on what you actually understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
You and I are on the same page, but the problem that you end up facing is not everyone.
No, they're talking their book.
That. Yeah. Just look at me in real estate. I went through so many homes and stuff like that, and now I live in a tiny home. And I'm like, oh, this is great.
Not for long.
We'll see what I can end up swinging. But hopefully I can stay here for a few more years.
So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/agency to learn more about the Agency Owners Association. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. You know, we meet in person for this. We've got Brad from recordeditpodcast.com. And we'll catch you in the next episode.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.